Okay, but we're learning the perush of the Maimer of this Hakdama with Rav Meir. So on page 27. Okay, so let's just review the words of Rav Kook on the top of page 27, which in this English one is Oyes Dalid, Hashmita v'hayovel bazmanim, Hashmita v'hayovel bazmanim. Misyachasim zeleze, Shmita and Yovel are connected in time. Kamo hachama v'alavana boilum. In time, Shmita and Yovel is like the sun and the moon in the world, in physical space. In time, we have Shmita and Yovel, and in the universe, what corresponds to David, you found it? You found it, there? In the universe, that's the Chama and the Levana. That's the sun and the moon. And that is like Yisrael and humanity in the world of souls. There's Yisrael and there's the world. Remember that everything exists on these three levels, or these three dimensions of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Of physical space, sun, moon, shana is time, shmita, yovel, and nefesh is Yisrael v'ha'amim. Yisrael v'ha'amim. Yachas aprat v'ha'klal. This is the relationship. Also, this is the relationship of the prat, and he translates the particular and the universal prat and klal. Shehem b'muvonim ha'atzmi ha'yoseh chai v'yoseh ruchani, that the translation here is the particular and universal profoundly interdependent in the most vital and spiritual sense. There's a very deep connection between prat and klal, the particular and the universal. Tzvichim zeh lazeh, and there's a need one for the other. There's a need. There's a connection between the sun and the moon, between Shemitah and Yovel, and the Jewish people and the entirety of the world. There's a connection of Prat Uklal. And as we have in the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael, that the Prat needs the Klal, and the Klal needs the Prat. Sichem zeh Prat hatzarech leklal, uklal hatzarech leprat. The particular needs the universal, and the universal needs the particular. So Rav Avner explains. Hayovel hu klal. The cycle of Yovel, that cycle of the 49 years and the 50th and Yovel, that's klal. That's called the klal. Vashmita hiprat. And in that larger framework of the klal that's called Yovel, we have every seventh year, that's the Prat, that's Shemitah. And of course, then we go, the Prat, the Pratim, Shebe Pratim, then we get the Shabbos every week, and so on. Hayovel hu klal v'ashmitah hu prat. Hayovel nimshal l'chama, v'ashmitah nimshla l'lavana. The Yovel is compared to the sun, and the Shemitah is compared to the moon. Or halavana, who or muad. The light of the moon is, of course, is much less. It's a smaller light. Or halavana. Kmochein, yachas hayova vashmita, dom al yachas shel anashus v'am Yisrael. This connection, this relationship between Yovel and Shemitah is similar to the relationship between mankind in general and Am Yisrael. Kishem Sha Yovel Huaklal, the same way that Yovel is the Klal. And Vahashmita Yaprat, and Shmita is the Prat. Kach Gam Ha'odom Huaklal, there is the generality of mankind, the universal, the universality of all of mankind, that's the Klal. Vayehudi Yaprat, and then you have Yisrael. The Yehudi Huaprat. HaPrat v'HaKlal tzrichim zeh lezeh. Now, the way it is right now in the world is that the world doesn't think that they need Jews, and Jews don't really are not particularly fond of the world. But that's not a healthy situation. That's not the way that it was set up. There's an interconnection between one and the other, and all of creation was made in such a way, also the sun and the moon, in time, in space, and Yovel and Shemitah. HaPrat v'HaKlal tzvichim zeh lezeh. HaPrat tzarech es HaKlal. HaKlal tzarech es HaPrat. That's the rule in how we understand Torah and how we learn Torah, that the Prat needs the Klal, and the Klal needs the Prat. Kasha'onu medarbrim ba'ofen klali bilvad. When a person speaks, or when we try to address something, and we speak only in a very, very broad and general and universal way, everything just stays like in the air. It's just this hovering in the air. It's nothing really is clear, nothing really is accomplished. Everything is dangling in the air. But then you have the opposite extreme. But if you're only involved in the details and the pratim, Mirov Eitzem Lo Nitan Lirus HaSayar. Then, as the expression goes, that you get stuck in the trees and you don't see the forest. So the forest and the trees and the forest, there's an interdependence and a connection one with the other. The kasha lahavin mamagemosim shall call a pratim halal. You have a million pratim, but it's not connected to the klal, then you can't understand what exactly is the objective. What's the point of all of these pratim? Where is all this supposed to lead to? What's the tachlis of all of this? There needs to be the klal, prat, prat, klal. A prat would be to imasishal klal. Every prat, every particular individual piece, is an expression, a practical manifestation, realization, expression of the klal. The same way that you have in the factory, there's a certain, they want to produce a car, so they have a model of a car, and you have in that factory, you have an assembly line, and the car, in order for it to be a car, you have a million pieces that go into the car, and each individual piece of that car on the assembly line, each individual piece is a bitui maasi of the klal, of what is it that we want? We want to have this final product, which is the car. That's what we're looking for. We want to have this final product. But the prat is indispensable, and every single prat, and it's obviously an assembly line, it doesn't work that way. But every single prat, there's certainly each person that works in that factory should have an opportunity to see the final product. And to before and after this, and maybe even take him for a ride in it, or let him have it for a day or so. But this is what you've been working on for the last for the last 2 weeks or for the last month. I don't know how long it takes. You've been working on for the last month on this fender or on this battery. I don't know, whatever goes into the kishkas of a car. You've been working on this piece. Take the guy for a spin before and after. Before this is what I'm working on, something wonderful that's going to be taking people and giving people an opportunity to get to places, to get to work, to get to school. It's a gewaldige thing. So the prat needs to be connected to the klal. At the same time, if the klal ignores the prat, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be a klal. It's not going to happen. V'ilah klal hu nishmas haprat. The klal is the neshama of the pratim. The car is the neshama of every single screw and wire that goes into the car. The car itself is the neshama. The whole thing is that's the neshama. Uharayon ha'omed me'achoreihem. It's the idea. It's the concept. It's the idea that's omed me'achoreihem. That's behind all of this. So to understand the context of how Rav Kook is explaining this relationship between the prat and the klal. So look at footnote 2. That's from the Siddur. From the Brayis of Rabbi Yishmael that we say every morning. Miklal uprat umiprat uklal. Klalusa shel Torah halohi ha'ofaha al yonah shel hakadusha elokis. The klalus of Torah, the ultimate tachlis of Torah, in the car, getting it done, the whole thing put together. Klalusa shel Torah is the ha'ofaha al yonah shel hakadusha elokis. Is that appearance in our lives of kadusha elokis, of Hashem coming into the world. Ha'ofaha al yonah shel hakadusha elokis. The davka b'shmar ha'gol, to become attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the klal. That's the klalusha shel Torah. It's dveikus b'Hashem. B'kol or ha'ahava v'hayir ha'alyon. With great love and great fear, mitoch oimek ha'klal hazeh. With an awareness of the depth of this klal. You know, whenever you and I are sitting and learning pratim of Torah, we're sitting and learning Chumash and Rashi, or learning a Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, whatever. We're sitting learning these pratim. These pratim should be learned in the with that relationship, in the context of that relationship to the Tachlis of Torah, which is what? Which is Ahavas Hashem, Yos Hashem, and Dveikus Hashem. That's how we learn Torah. That's how Torah should be learned. Tech Oimek HaKlal Hazeh, with an awareness of the depth of this klal, of the great bigger picture, as opposed to have somebody that's on the assembly line of Yiddishkeit that he's sitting his whole life learning certain details. Why? What's all this about? What's all this for? This is what a lot of the chevra are suffering from. It's the kids in school, especially, but even as we get older, your whole life you're on the assembly line, and nobody ever gave you a ride. Like you never saw the car. You're just on the assembly line. You spent your whole life working on this tree, and you never took a step back to see, wow, this is the forest. This is the forest. And so Cook explains that when you're learning Torah, it's mitach oimek haklal hazeh. It has to be with that connection to the oimek haklal, to the depths of the klal. Hamiyachedes kol ha'mayisim kulam. Because every single mitzvah, every single thing that we do, every single minhag and mitzvah, every single maisev of what it means to be a Jew needs to be illuminated with the light of the klal, of the tachlis, of why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? What's the purpose of this? Where does all this go? Hamiyachid es kol ha'mayisim kulam. And when a person has a deep connection to the klal, then all of the pratim are unified, become unified. So then again, using the silly mashal of the assembly line, then even though you got one guy that's all the way down over there by the assembly line working on this part of the car, and you have some guy, maybe a girl, I don't know, working all the way down the other end of the assembly line working on some other part of the car. But then those two have a connection because of the car and because of the entirety of what's going on over here. And if it's just going to be this person working on that piece and that person working on that piece, these are two elements that have no connection one to the other. So only through the klal is there this yichud that takes place through all of the details. Every single detail then is in a relationship with all of the other details. Because here we are working on all of the pieces to get to this final product, what this is, what the tachlis is. Miyachid is kol ha'maisim kulam, es kol ha'avai l'chativ achas kedosha. And all of creation, all of reality. It's b'chol drechecha de'ayim means that when I eat, when I sleep, when I learn, when I daven, when I put on tefillin, when I make kiddush, every single thing, when I'm helping somebody, driving a friend someplace he needs to go to, every single thing is now connected to the other. All of these pratim, all of these trees are part of a magnificent forest, and each one has a relationship with the other prat. Hasha'ira v'uza le'nitnu lezgalus kim al pi'or ha'boyer sh'asip klari ha'mi'ir sh'latar ha'kadoshim. This powerful light of all of the details of life, of Jewish life, can only be revealed through a clear understanding of Torah. to a clear understanding of Torah, of what the tachlis is of all of these things that we're doing. Taras Moshe Adon Hanaviim. Taras Moshe Adon Hanaviim. Asher pe el pe divabai Hashem Adon Kol Hamaasim Baruch Hu. Hashem is Adon Kol Hamaasim. Hashem is both spoke to Moshe Benu pe el pe directly. And Hashem is Adon Kol Hamaasim. He's the master of all of these details. He's the Baal Hayar, you know, the owner of the forest, the creator of the forest. He's the owner of the factory. It's everything is his. And Hashem is referred to as Adon Kol Hamaasim. There's an Adon to Kol Hamaasim. Like Avraham Avinu asks, you know, who's the Baal Habira? So Avraham Avinu sees that there's a lot of details going on. This world is a complicated, crazy world. It's a Bira Delekas. And who's the Baal Habira? What's going on over here? And that was basically what Avraham Avinu was asking was, what's the klal? What's the klal? So until his time, everybody's making idols for each prat, right? There's the sun, there's the moon, there's this guy worships, he's got in his backyard an idol for the sun. This guy's got an idol for the moon. And everybody's worshiping the pratim, and people are divided. This all with Migdal Bavel, right? That the whole world is a bilbul, because each person is worshiping the prat. And each person has gotten completely lost in his prat, and nobody knows what the tachlis of all of this is. Who's the Adon Kol Hamaasim? What does the sun and the moon have to do with each other? Like, you're making a statue for the sun. This guy's making a statue for the moon. Maybe we should talk about what's going on over here. Who's the Baal Habira? So Avraham Avinu was the first one that stopped everything and said, listen, Chevron, there's some kind of a big program going on over here. Like, we're all in this crazy assembly line. In your factory, you're making pictures of the moon, statues of the moon. This one's making statues of the sun. This guy's making a statue of, you know, Elvis Presley or something. And the whole world is going like this, on and on and on. The whole world is going on. Everybody's building statues. Everybody's worshiping a different prat, a different detail. Because the details are impressive. And just like it was back then so many years ago, a person now also can become just fixated on a detail, and he makes that into an avodah zarah. It could be something that's itself a davar shebekedusha, but he makes that in ki'ilu. That's why people are always fighting with each other, because there's nothing that binds them together. Not a havas Hashem, not a yos Hashem, because this one is meshuga for this part of Yiddishkeit, this one's meshuga, it's very nice, for this part of Yiddishkeit. So this one focuses on this inyan of avodah Hashem. This one focuses on other inyan of avodah Hashem. So now we can't have this litzvak and this chassid. They can't get along with each other. He says, "What? Well, his whole thing is davening. His whole thing is learning." Neither of them are right. It's not the whole thing. The barshim's adon kol hamaasim. It's a shtick avodah zarah. This one builds a statue in his backyard in his yeshiva. This one has a different kind of yeshiva. He builds a statue in his yeshiva, and each one says, "This is it." This is the whole thing. This is the whole thing. That's not true. He's not right, and he's not right. They're both right, but these are protim. These are parts. It's not the whole. The whole, the bunch was Adon Kol Hamaasim. Now, Adon Kol Hamaasim is the Indian is Uvay Sidbak. That's the whole. That's the glue. Uvay Sidbak. But it's mamish, we're living like our frumkeit is like an assembly line. And which also helps us to understand how is it possible that somebody that sits and learns all day can do disgusting things on a computer at night? How does that happen like that? Or could be in a factory or in a company and he's a ganav. How does this guy sits and learns, how's he a ganav? Or this other guy sits and davens, he screams in his davening, he's a big davener, and he goes to every tish, and he's also up to all kinds of mischief. How does that happen? Because each one is sitting on a prat, that's his bama, that's his statue, that's his thing. He feels that's, and he defines all of Yiddishkeit by that prat. And he's not right. That's not the cloud. So unless you're connected to the oimik, what Rav Kook is saying, to the oimik of the cloud, then the pratim begin to lose their. They begin to lose the taste over time, Or you begin to become somebody that fights for that frat. So like the guy in the assembly line says, what do we need the other guy down there? What was he, a lo yisloch? I'm trying to put this screw into this piece, and this guy is wasting time putting some wires into a battery. He should also be putting a screw into that, like I'm doing. Everybody should be doing the same thing in the assembly line, right? Just because that's the whole avoda. But of course, the Adon Kalamasim is the boss, and the boss is trying to make a car. And this guy says, no, everybody should be just putting these two pieces together with a screw and a bolt. That's the whole thing. Everybody in the factory, stop what you're doing and help me out with my screw and the bolt. And the guy says, no, everybody in the factory, stop what you're doing. We have to put these two wires together. And the boss is standing on top looking over there, and he says, what's going on? These people are yelling at each other. They're fighting each other. This one says, this is the whole avoda, putting two screws together. This one says, no, the whole avoda is putting two wires together. And the Adon Kalamasim is standing there on top saying, no, the whole thing is to make a car. And we need you, and we need you. And if both of you would understand that you're indispensable to making the car, and you would love each other and respect each other and learn from each other and be makabel one from the other, then things would work over here much better. And everybody would be excited about what they're doing. We're all in this fantastic project. I have no problem that they're Litvaks, there's no problem that Chassidim, we're all happy with each other. Even Sfardim can come to the party. Everybody's invited, right? We're happy Jews. We're all working for the Baruch Shalom. We're all working for the Baruch Shalom. What your thing is the only way to be a Jew. Your thing is the only way to be a Jew. You're right, and you pass up every other shita. That's all the malacha of that assembly line of pratim, where you just have your prat, and you're detached from klalus shel Torah. It's the klalus of Torah. Rav Kook, that's what he's saying. The klalus of Torah is the hofar ha'alyan shel kedusha elokus, is elokus, the revelation. Thanks. Is the revelation of Elokus in the world, revealing the Baruch Shalom, Elokus, Dveikus B'Hashem, Ahavas Hashem. And if your netiyah is, if your inclination is this mahalach, fine. If your inclination is this mahalach, that's wonderful. But that doesn't mean to say that the other way is possible. But this is everybody passing each other. It's a whole, the whole Yiddishkeit is assembly line. It's assembly line. And that's how it came to be. That's how it came to be that people live the whole Yiddishkeit like a checklist. And you're sitting there, you're thinking, okay, it's an hour until Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur's in an hour. Yom Kippur's in an hour. Okay, let me just go over things. Tashlich. Okay, I did it on Wednesday. Yeah. Tashlich, I did. Kaparis. Yeah. I did Kaparis. Went through Slichus. Yeah. I was every single day I went to Sundays. And called grandma or something? Yeah. Apologized to... Yeah. Oh, fine. Okay. Zochalai. That's good. Let's move on to Sukkos. That's it. It's not about a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just checking. Done. Just protein. What's the clout? Why do you... What is it about waving a chicken over here? What are you doing that for? And what's the Indian of Tashlich? You're going to the water, talking to the river. What are you doing? And the kids feel this all the time. They just don't know what's going on here. It's just do this, do that. And what exactly is the, what are we producing? Why are we doing this? What is the product? What is this? Never mind. Just do this. This is your place on the assembly line. Right now, you just stick to your job. Don't ask any questions. After a while, a worker becomes demoralized, living like that. That's what was, what was going on in the Industrial Revolution, the post-industrial revolution. People can become demoralized living like that, living your whole life on an assembly line, and nobody ever gave you a ride in the car. That's what it is. So the kids feel like they're in an assembly line. They never saw the car. No one ever talked to them about the car. They don't even know that there's a car. Most of them don't believe that a car exists. I would say most of them. A lot of them don't believe that a car exists. They don't believe there's a car. It's just like some people have satisfaction having me stand there working and tell me why, I just have to stick to my job and do my job. After a time, you just feel like, well, you don't have a cheshek. You just don't have a cheshek. And this is, and you see, all of a sudden, you can get some guy. He's sitting in Steigen. He's learning. The next thing you know, the guy's disappeared. He's in Santa Monica with his girlfriend, listening to the Beatles. I don't know. He's gone. He's just gone. What happened to this guy? What happened to him? He was like the best guy in Yeshiva. Everybody's scratching their heads. How did that happen to this guy? He's the best. Listen, there are a lot of things that are going on, but this is the best guy in Yeshiva. Well, what? At some point, he just said, I'm tired of being on an assembly line. I don't know. So then he hears the Beatles are singing, "All the World Needs Is Love," or I don't remember. Something like that. I was never a Beatles fan. And he hears that, and he says, yeah, that's a big thing. Meets a nice girl. California's a nice place. He's gone. What for? I'm done. I had done the assembly line. I want to have something, you know. I want to have some connection to something, you know, something bigger. This is tiny. This is my 12th trip through Bava Kamma, and no one ever told me why I'm doing this. No one has ever told me, like, what's the matter with this cow and this horse and this chicken? Like, what are they going on? What's going on over here? I don't know what this is all about. And this one's a dangerous cow. This was not such a dangerous cow. Now, these are very big inyanim. These are huge things. But if you don't see the connection between that inyan that's going on that block, that these two animals are having an inyan, and you don't see the connection to the klal, then what's happening is over time, since people are now much more sophisticated than they used to be, and in general people were satisfied years ago, just like taking care of their little corner of the world, it's not so pushed anymore, and there is this desire, this longing to feel, what is it that I'm working on? What is the tachlis of all of this? Asha'ora v'uzal lo'nitnu lizgalz kim alpiha or ha'boyer shalsep klarim yir shal tera kadosh teres moish adoin ha'nevim asha'pe al pe dibra Hashem adoin kalamasim baruch Hashem is adoin kalamasim. Now obviously that's why Rav Kook was all the time, and we've seen this 1,000 times in his writings, screaming and crying and begging to learn Pnimius HaTorah, to learn the inner light of Torah, because the inner light of Torah is always talking about the car. You understand? When you learn Pnimius HaTorah, it's always about the car. It's always about the bigger picture. It's always about what's going on. Why are we doing this? And Hashem is Adon Kol HaMaasim. He's got a plan. In a Ora Neflo Azu, Hihi Davka HaChoderus Dekol Protei HaProtei Shel HaMaasim. And this wondrous light of the cloud seeps into and penetrates into every single prat, every prat. Just like every single part of a person's body has the whole DNA in it, the whole klal, right? So even though this is a toenail, I think that's what I remember reading or hearing in school. But even the toenail has in it the whole. Is that true? I don't know, the whole molecular makeup of this person is in the toenail. So it means that prat, that's that toenail, which is stama prat, the smallest, tiniest little prat of the person, has got this little toenail. That toenail is a prat that if you study it carefully, you realize, wow, this little prat's doing this funny little job that it's on a little toe of a person. And whatever it does, it's doing for all of these years, it's connected to the cloud. It's part of the cloud. It has in it the entirety of the person. Is in that toenail is all of the in that little thing is the whole person. Is in that little thing, and I guess maybe is it true that like in every cell there's also like somehow the whole person. Is every cell of the person has
the
DNA. Huh?
The DNA
has the whole makeup of who that person is in this tiny little thing. So I think like even if there's some, God forbid, some crime is committed, they're looking for a hair. And if they find the hair, they can get the whole from a hair, and even from a tiny little piece of that. The Baruch Hashem made everything Adon Kol HaMaasim. This is the most amazing thing. Hashem Yisbarach made everything. Everything is connected. Everything is the Adon Kol HaMaasim. Adon Kol HaMaasim. It's a big factory, and a lot of pieces, but every single piece is filled with the R of the car, of the whole product, of the whole thing. Every prat is designed to bring about this revelation of Hashem's will, of the Ratzon Elyon Baruch Hu. Now we don't understand. Just like the guy in the assembly doesn't understand, like what is it? What does this little thing have to do? How am I contributing? And again, if this guy that works on that part of the assembly line wants to know, he could study. The whole day you could ask, I'd like to know, what am I doing my whole life? I'm standing here from 8 o'clock in the morning to whatever, 5 o'clock at night. I'm standing here, in the old days they used to stand for 12, 13 hours. I'm standing here at this thing, and I'm doing this on the assembly line. So you say, oh. You know, they can give them a book, or they can to read about it, and to understand how this works. And to understand that this little piece that you're working on is vital to the health of this car. And the whole thing depends on and how all the pieces are connected. Then the person has a cheshek. He goes back to work the next day. Oh, I understand. If you teach him the panemius of how the car works, and then if you show him, the guy doesn't know, you show him that this little kid had an emergency. And you should know that the car that you were part of building that car, that this kid's life was saved, this kid someplace in Montana, that they were able to get this kid to the emergency room with your car. My car, with your car. I didn't do a car. I was just putting in a screw. That made it so this little boy or little girl got to the emergency room in Montana and they saved his life. I did that. You did that. You're part of that. You're part of saving this person's life. It's a big Indian. Your whole life is a different life, who you are and what you are. And it's no different than yeshiva. It's no different than yeshiva. That they just don't know what the plan is. What's the program? So day after day, year after year, year after year, the piece. The prat needs the klal, and the klal needs the prat. Va'oymek ha'maisi b'tchunoso, halichoyse v'digdukov, ala kol miyad Hashem, hiskil liyoyz matim ela klal kulo. And Hashem made the world the most amazing way. And this is what I'm talking about with the DNA business. Every single detail is matim to the klal. Every detail, every leaf, every snowflake, every earthworm fits exactly into the puzzle. Has its place in the puzzle of the klal. Every single thing has a place in the klal. I remember reading someplace, when I was a kid, in one of the books, in one of the textbooks, like if this bird doesn't do what it's supposed to do, I don't know, it throws off the whole... throws off everything somehow. If this flower doesn't do what it's supposed to do, there's a certain balance that the Baruch Shalom made of this prat in the klal, and that if things are not doing what they're supposed to do, like if all of a sudden the flower says, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of doing this. You know, whatever, pollination, whatever they do, photosynthesis. I'm not photosynthesizing anymore, okay? I'm doing this my whole life. I'm having you read that. I just want to hook up with a girl flower, and go off to Santa Monica. I'm done. I'm not photosynthesizing anymore. Be quiet. Just continue photosynthesizing. I don't want to do. What is this photosynthesis? Don't ask any questions. Keep on photosynthesizing. What does it mean to photosynthesize? Just you do what you're doing. This Indian is your Indian. No. The Baruch Shalom made in such a way that if something is not working in the prat, the whole klal is messed up somehow. The whole klal, everything, the whole picture. And we don't necessarily see the results. If things are a tiny little bit off in the world, if something is off, remember they used to have like in Star Trek or the old science fiction shows, you know, that somebody goes back in time, right? And like some guy like from the 27th century is visiting America in 1965, and like one Indian that he does there, like he does something, an Indian. So then the whole future of human history is totally off. It's completely off. Of course, you can't go back in time, but the musag, the yesod, is a true yesod, that if it was possible for a person to go back in time, and like, you know, somebody went over, like, when Mussolini was a kid or something, in Cheder, And you went over to him and you said, "Nah, you know, you're really a good guy. Really, you know, your parents are just like angry people, but we love you." Muslim says, "You really love me?" Yeah. Then he might not become a dictator. Not messed up like a million Italians, you know, and shake hands with the Sultan. You understand? I mean, they're nice. Well, you have to say, if somebody would have gone back and say a nice word to this Yimach Shemaynuk, you say to him, "You know what? I really like you." And then you go back. That's in time. You go back in time. You say, "You know, you're a good guy. You're a good guy." And then you go like 500 years ahead, and then it turns out like there was never this war, and that this never happened. And somehow you trace it back. And you say, because some guy went back in time. If it was an Irish guy, but some guy went back in the idea. Some guy went back in time and said to this guy, "You know, I like you. Your parents hate you. I like you. You like me? Yeah, yeah, I like you." And then the guy goes back to the 27th century. Next thing you know, no World War III, nothing. What happened? This guy that turned out to be, like the Chofetz Chaim said about Trotsky's Rebbe, it's very famous. And the Chofetz Chaim's son said it in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. It's written in, he said that the Chofetz Chaim said that there was the Rebbe of Trotsky that came to Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim knew there was his Rebbe. And Chofetz Chaim threw him out of the room and said, "Well, you caused so much sorrow that you weren't Makarov this boy, labeled Trotsky, that you weren't Makarov him. He ended up making such a chorban in the world, Trotsky, that you weren't Makarov him when he was in Cheder." What Chofetz Chaim is saying is that Chofetz Chaim went back in time with this Rebbe, he was a Lamed, and Trotsky, who turned out to be a big Russia, was learning in Cheder by you. And whatever it is, you used to beat him up because he was probably a difficult kid. And you beat him up, or whatever it is, you gave him a Shaber. And then Trotsky had it with Cheder, bye-bye, and he had it with Yiddishkeit, and he became, he left the label Trotsky, and he became Trotsky, Leon Trotsky, and he made a Chorban in the world. He made a Chorban in the world. From that Prat, the whole Metzias of the world was off balance, and what Chofetz Chaim is saying is that the whole Metzias of the world is off balance, because you couldn't be patient with this kid when he was in Cheder. You didn't see his kaiches when he was in Cheder. And the Chofetz Chaim had a tremendous hakpada. I remember reading that Chofetz Chaim had a hakpada with this guy, this old Malamed. You didn't just mess up this kid, you messed up the whole world. The whole world, there's a klal, there's a prat. You messed up the whole world. It's a balance, it's delicate. And the Baruch Shem has an inyan that he's working on. And that's where you see there'll be a person that, you know, lo aleinu, goes through some difficulty. Whatever happens at Tzara, lo aleinu. Someone dies at Tzara, lo aleinu. And then his whole life, his whole Yiddishkeit, everything's so fine. No one's blaming Chalila, no one should have any Tzaras. But you don't believe that the Baruch Shem is running a big factory? There's an Indian over here that's going, the Baruch Shem has an Indian over here. Why he took this person now from the world. The Baruch Shem has an Indian now. It's a prat. You don't know the whole story. That's what's hard. So we're asking Hashem, if you would galik or machuska, if you would show us like what the, you know, if you'd show us the car, we'd do better, you know, on the assembly line. Because people feel like that you know, that someone dies, everything's profound. Someone got sick, chalila. So, you know, the whole world is falling apart. It's a tragedy, and we mourn and we cry. But you don't fall to pieces because you know that you trust that there's an Adon Kalamasim who's the Baal Habir, and the Baal Habir knows what he's doing. The Baal Habir knows what he's doing. There's a program over here. It's not. This is not. The whole world is not. There's a program.
We're always taught just do it, and you'll get there. Can you get to where we're talking about now from that, or is this like a program above that?
If a person can get there, but as the Svarim explained. Of course, mitosh lishma bar lishma, but it has to be with a tefillah, with a ratzon, with a curiosity, with an excitement to want lishma. Not the same thing as they tell the kid, just keep on doing it. Eventually, you're gonna feel it. We all got that speech, no?
Right.
You remember feeling it? No. Okay. So, at what point? What were they talking about? Right. So I always say, so ask the Rebbe, at what point did you start to feel it? At what point did you begin feeling it? Well, maybe that'll be helpful. Maybe you'll be honest and say, "I still don't." You know, it all depends. But stop doing and doing and doing and doing day in, day out, that's not what they were talking about. I was talking about with at least a shtekikus, like we're learning this morning in Vayam Dakacha. At least I want to feel connected to this. I want to be able to know what this is. I want to be able to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even if it's a little bit of that ingredient that's put into the soup, then it could come to that. But that's not what we were told as kids. We were just told, just do it. There's nothing at all. Chlal, not any. I mean, maybe some. Nothing at all. Only you know, when they go looking for Balei Tshuva, then they start talking about about the car. Nobody spoke to us about the car. Nobody ever spoke to us in Yeshiva about the factory, the car, about the whole program. They just said, just put your finger on the Gemara, read the next line. That was it. Just put your finger and read on the thing and read the next line. Zehu. Why? Chutzav. Yom Chutzav. And that's why Rav Kook, we learned that in the Erzat Shuvah, how Rav Kook says, yes, Gemara said many years ago that the generation before Mashiach is filled with chutzpah. Because chutzpah means, the chutzpah of the end of time means, I want to know why I'm doing this. And a teacher who doesn't get it will say, that's chutzpah, get out of my class. Or you have to find another school, maybe you should go to Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. That's not what we're doing over here. Over here, we're trying to make a scene. So that's a chutzpah. Rav Kook said, oh, the last generation is filled with chutzpah. Chutzpah yazim, chutzpah means, I'm not just gonna sit back in the assembly line anymore. I'm done with this. I've had it. Gemara knew. You tell me why I'm doing this, or else I'm out. And the schools, the rabbis, the teachers, the principals, they don't know what to do with these chayyim. They don't know what to do with them. They don't know what to do. What they could do is try to find out themselves, why are we doing all of this? And try to look into that stuff a little bit more, and find ways to communicate to the kids and get them into the whole, get them to feel, to recognize that they're part of a big program. And this is exciting. We're in this together. All of us are in this together. It's Givaldi. All the yeshivas are great. All the yeshivas are great. Chassidish, Litvish, Lubavitch, Lakewood, Modern Orthodox, we're all in the same. We all work for the same boss. We're all together. Adon Kalamasa. But if the kids just go on year after year on the assembly line, so some of them are really, really like have an important part of that. What does that mean? Like they're like towards the end of the, they see something big, like the big, really, really like the stars of the class. So maybe, you know, it's easier for them. But especially if it's some guy that's sort of at the back of the assembly line, he's just working on a little piece and he's not really the kind of guy that could work on the computer part of the car, you know? So where does he come into this? The guy that works on the computer, he feels some sort of chesed. So you have some kid in the yeshiva, he's like a lamdan, he's very sharp. The Rebbe gives him a lot of compliments because he's sharp. And they give him, you know, his father gets a call. Your son Yanki said something in Shia today. Okay, but what about the guy that's just like he's a great boy, he's a wonderful boy. But he doesn't do the computer stuff in the car. That's not his thing. His thing is like, you know, nuts and bolts. But he's a good guy. He davens, he puts on tefillin. He loves Hashem. He loves learning Torah. But he's just like a nuts and bolts. He's not the computer guy. And no one ever tells him, you're gevaldig, we love you. So how long can this kid go on with the nuts and bolts? At some point, and you watch everybody else that works on the computer, they're all excited about it. He doesn't know. So at some point he says, I'm tired of this. It's hard for me to go on like this day after day after day. So sometimes they hold out until they're married. And once they get married, then in marriage they already start to have problems with the marriage. Now, the Yiddish guy, the marriage, like I'm dealing with every day with this stuff. We have these frum wives that they don't know who their husbands are. I thought I married some frum guy, and then I find this, and I hear this, and he's doing this. The guy stays in bed, doesn't want to go to shul. You know how many there are people that wear yarmulkes, they don't go to shul on Shabbos? You know what's going on? They don't go to shul on Shabbos. I'm not talking about COVID or tent people. I'm talking about they don't go to shul. I had a guy who went to yeshiva his whole life, and he wears a yarmulke, and he's not a chal Shabbos or anything. The guy told me he went 8 or 9 years, he didn't go to shul until this wonderful rabbi came along, and he didn't go for years to shul. And his wife was every single Shabbos saying, so the kid's getting older, the kids are getting older. She said, just begging the guy to go to shul. And the guy's Shomer Shabbos. No, he couldn't, not going to shul. Why? Because that comes to shul, and he stands up with a scorecard. Here we go. Ashrei Shvei V'Sechah Gulus. So he's got a million pratim, more and more isias, more letters, more words, every day, the same isias. Assembly line, no? The same letters, the same words. Do your job. Say those letters, say those words. That's your thing. He doesn't feel like going to shul. Any person in the world would understand that. Any person in the world will understand, like, why doesn't this guy want to go to shul? I get him. I understand why he doesn't want to go to shul. So then the wife says, have rachmanis on the children. Says, okay, he loves his kids. So he starts to take his kid to shul. And then the kid watches the father. They come late, kiddush club, talking, laughing, drinking. The whole thing that's going on. And the kid doesn't understand, like, why? Why is daddy doing? Why is tati doing that? Why is Abba doing that? Because Abba Abba was tired. He left this factory many years ago. He keeps up with the Yarmulke. He married a frum girl. And he loves Jews, and he wants to be with Amcha. He wants to be with other Jews. He doesn't want to leave, God forbid, the community. He wants to be with other Jews. So he stays the problem with that. But if this guy sees a nice, pretty girl on the street, you understand? What's to hold him back? What's to hold him back? His part in the assembly line, he gave up already years ago. See, to go to shul, because he loves his kids, he goes to shul. The second thing with COVID happened, B'nai Chayrin. What happened? There's still people that are not going back to shul. That's what people are telling me. I don't know what's going on out there, but I'm here. What happened to you? Why did you stop going to shul? Then this guy tells him he's got shul. He goes, it's an hour and 15 minutes, big kiddush, no speech. His best friends are all there, all the same age, same guys, all rich, same clever. We have our spot. He was talking about this, except it turned out Rosh Hashanah was very humid. So then he was complaining a little bit that it didn't work out with the air. They didn't have air conditioning because they didn't know it was going to be so hot, Rosh Hashanah. I said, no, things like that can happen in New York. You know, it's early September. You can get hot, Rosh Hashanah. We had air conditioning in Hesh Kodesh. Oh, yeah. It was freezing. Hashem was so comfortable. I'm sorry that you were over there by the oil maid. You were there and you didn't have any air conditioning. But why did these guys leave? And these are the ones that at least these guys are still showing up someplace. There's so many chevra, they don't go to shul at all. I have all the time. I'm not exaggerating. I have from people I don't know. These women. Can you talk to my husband? He doesn't go to shul. They're from people. The kid goes to yeshiva. Not just goes to like a very from yeshiva. And he says, my kids don't understand that. He doesn't want to go to shul. And I'm begging him to go to shul. Or he goes davening in the basement. And then he goes around. This is a lady told me before the summer. He goes to the basement. It doesn't daven. He goes to the basement. The kids think that he went to shul. He slips out, goes to the basement. And comes around to the front of the house, to the basement door. And walks in. Shalom Aleichem, Malach HaShaz, Malach HaElyon. He comes in. Good Shabbos. Never went to shul. Never went to shul. And she's telling me, the kids are like 7, 8 years old. At some point to get, what are they gonna, he's going to take them on the same trip down to the basement, around the house. and it's time for Shalom Aleichem. He doesn't want to go to shul. He doesn't want to go to shul. And no one's talking about these people. There are thousands of people like this all over the place. Everywhere. In Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, in New York. Everywhere there's people like this. They don't have a connection to anything. They don't feel a connection to anything. And then from there, chalila can lead to much worse things. Because if you don't have any connection to the car, then you're going to start looking at other cars. You understand? That's how it goes. It's a human instinct to feel that you want to have a life that's meaningful. You want to have a life that's meaningful, that's important. And that's what the klal needs, the prat, and the prat needs the klal. She says, "Va'omek hamayse b'tchunos alichosev dikduk of every single detail of every halacha, every detail of every halacha. Halacha kol miyad Hashem hiskali as matam b'al klal kol. All is part of the design of the whole klal. B'chol adik ha'pratish v'hemek dushasa shalater hamayse supratiyosem shal dikduke termes v'set every single prat." Of Dikduke Torah, every tiny little prat, every detail of why is it that we're doing it like this, the halacha is like that, everything is hooked up to the whole system. It contains within it all of the DNA of Kisvei Harizal, of the Ramchal, of the Vilna Gaon, of the Baal HaTanya, every single thing, every minute. If you could take out any, there was one of my chaverim is making a chasna, and the other side wants to have a mitzvah tans. I think maybe his side, also his family, they want to have a mitzvah tans. So he asked me yesterday, could you fill me in on like what's going on with the mitzvah tans? You know, what is it? What's it about? See, it's the mitzvah tans. It's a big inyan, the mitzvah tans. If it's done the right way, with the right way, it's a huge inyan, mitzvah tans. And he's a person that knows how to learn, and I sent him like 17, 18 pages from a sefer on the whole inyan of what mitzvah tans is, and then we can talk about it, the inyan of a mitzvah tans. But if you don't know what it is, and there's a couple of people, it's a crazy thing, at the end of a chasna, what's going on? A guy throws a gartel to somebody, and a guy and a girl are holding a gartel. And you give a couple of bucks to the menagin. The whole thing is crazy. But if you understand what it is, a mitzvah tans. The whole Shabbos and Yiddishkeit and everything is contained in a mitzvah tans. Every minhag, every single detail of Yiddishkeit has in it all the DNA. The whole thing. Shifa sachaim shel ora klal kulo. The flow of that living flow of the or of the light of the klal. Shul chayfas Hashem la'im b'chol yitzurim. Hashem's love and connection to everything that exists. Everything that exists. So if you're on the assembly line, then why should you talk to some guy when you come into the building, or some guy that works behind the counter in the store that's not Jewish? Why should you talk to him with Derek Harris? He's Tam a guy. You understand? He's Tam a guy. A guy. The same way you look at a worm, you look at an insect. It's nothing. He's a guy. But the tzaddikim understood he's a human being with a heart, with emotions, with feelings. He's a person. He's a human being. He's about how the Baruch Shalom loves him, the Baruch Shalom wants him to be in the world. What do you mean, stam a guy? We were someplace in the country, and there was this guy talking to the Spanish fellow behind the counter in the takeout place like an animal. You would talk to an animal in a nicer way. Give me this, give me that. No, I don't want that. Give me this. Give me that. And my wife said something. My wife said, went over and said, you talk to him with Derech Eretz. And he says, whoa. I said, talk to him with Derech Eretz. Talk to him with Derech Eretz. What's the matter with you? The Teretz is, he's not the assembly line. He's like in the dungeon of the factory that works in the sewer of the factory. You understand? That's who he is. He's nothing. A garnish mit garnish. He's nobody. Ah, he's nice. A goy, he's a schwarzer. This one's this, this one's that. He's a nobody. He's not a nobody. He's not a nobody. He's also part of the system. And that's where we see with Shemitah and Yovel. He's also part of the system. Does that mean that you have a more chash of a place in the system? That's true. But he's not excluded from the system either. He's also part of the system. That the klal is pouring light. That connection to the klal, it illuminates every prat. It illuminates every prat, every detail. Malido mahavo be'etzem tchunas tavnisa. It gives birth to that sense of its purpose and what it is. Va'prat shav v'choizu misbah seim ba'oitzim yamachayim shemukor kodesh kadoshim asher la'aklal. So you need every single prat, and then the prat, but the prat is he uses the word misbah seim, it becomes intoxicated. Ba'otzim yamachayim with the power of the ocean of life, of the makor, of its source, which is the kodesh kadoshim, asher la'aklal. It becomes intoxicated with the ocean of the makar, of the source of all existence, which is the holy of holies, the kodesh kodashim. Every prat. If a person would be working the Beis Hamikdash, you know, you're not in some factory someplace in Long Island City. You're in the Beis Hamikdash. If you're working the Beis Hamikdash and you have the schus, you're a kain, and you have the schus that it's your maimed, it's your mishmer, and you're working in the So you would say, well, what kind of thing is this? I'm supposed to take this here, put that there. Taking this and putting that there. Taking over here and putting it over there. You know what that is? You understand what that is? Anybody that's working the Beis HaMikdash would be thrilled, would be excited, is overwhelmed with awe of being in the Beis HaMikdash and every single drop of blood and every single particle of an animal and every single movement and motion that takes place in Beis HaMikdash. Oilemus is all connected. It's all part of the Kodesh Kodashim project. It's all part of what's happening in Kodesh Kodashim. But that's all of life. All of life. With a kid that's learning and sitting in yeshiva, it's all of life. The Kodesh Kodashim. You are working the Beis HaMikdash. You're working for the Baruch Shalom, the Adon Kalamasim, and you have a job in the Beis HaMikdash. All of life. It's a different world. It's a different feeling. It's how to live. And then that toichen, that deeper meaning, it comes ba'oishu with wealth and ois kodesh with powerful and holy strength. That's how Rav Kook explains Rabbi Yishmael Aimer. Klal uprat, prat uklal. So we're going to, in the Mishnah next week, we'll go back to the sentence of Rav Kook and understand what's this inyan of the Shemitah and Yovel, of Yisrael v'ha'amim, and the sun and the moon.